There were a lot of visitors when Jesus was born on that Christmas morn. We know of the shepherds that came, and later, of course, the wise men. And it's always difficult, isn't it, at this time of the year, to know what you would give, really, to an infant that's born. And when someone's born within the family, what do you give this child? And as we know, the wise men had particular gifts. And a teacher who was trying to get this across to her pupils was trying to get them to act out the part of the three wise men. And it was with very little success, because what she wanted them to do was, when they arrived at the stable to give thanks for the birth of the child, she wanted her pupils to act this bit out by saying how wonderful or something it was to have the Saviour to be born. But they seemed awkward and unsure what to say. So she said, "Now look," she said, "just imagine what it would be like if a baby was born in your family. What do people say on that day?" And they thought about it, and they said, "Oh, we know what they would say. Oh, isn't he like his father?" They would say. That's what they would say. And when you look at a baby, often you think, you know, people say, "Is he like his father?" Or, "Isn't he like his mother?" Or, and actually, I can never quite spot that. But isn't it interesting that they should say that about this particular story? "Isn't he like his father?" And the whole point about Jesus and his birth is that he is exactly like his father. Exactly like his father. So that when he came on this earth, and we celebrate his birth as a vulnerable baby, just as we came, we were all born in the same kind of way. He came and was born to be one like us, but he was just like his father. So he wanted always in his lifetime to do his father's will. Now in the prologue, in the Gospel of John that I've just read to you, we get another image of what Jesus was like. And he is linked really to the very beginning of time, when God began to speak things into being. And yet, here he was the Word, and the Word was made flesh. So Jesus was that Word from the very beginning. He was there at the beginning of time, and now he was born 2,000 years ago, and he was the Word becoming flesh. There's also the image of light shining in the darkness. And it seems to me, in this century as much as any other really, that we need some kind of light shining in the darkness. We have seen so much in just the last 12 months, if you think about the events that have happened in the Middle East, for instance, in Iraq and Syria, in Gaza, and all kinds of places where there seems a lot of darkness around. We need light to shine in the darkness. And the light is shining in the darkness. Jesus is that light. And he wants people to understand what it means to believe in him, to follow him, and even to allow him to become a part of who we are. That's what this gospel passage is all about. And just as Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and incidentally the word Bethlehem means house of bread, and Jesus himself was born in Bethlehem. And later he would say of himself, "I am the bread of life. I will give life to people who put their trust in me." And so Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And he invites us to allow him to be born in our lives. That's the way of entry into the kingdom of God. And so we ask God to become a part of our lives. And we actually become children. John says, "Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." And we need, as it were, as individuals, to ask God to become part of our lives, so that we too may share something of this light within ourselves and shine as a light in the world in which we live. And we ask God, by his grace and by his Holy Spirit, to enable us to bear the Christ child within us, that we might be born of God and live for him. And as we do that, some of the words that perhaps you've heard many years and over many years from the Bible would actually take on a new meaning for you. It certainly did for me as I allowed God to take his place within my life. And we can all do that. And the words that we've read for many years suddenly have a new meaning and a new strength. And they give us hope. And they give us direction. And they give us purpose. And all those people whom we have seen on the television suffering in so many different ways can find hope through the Christ child and through the birth of Christ in their own lives. Maybe that's something that we all need to do regularly to allow God to be reborn in us. But sometimes, for some of us, it's for the first time. And he will give us that hope that we need, whatever the situation is that we happen to be facing. Because for sure, not all of us are living in such darkness as people who are living in Syria, for instance, or in northern Iraq. Christians and ordinary human beings suffering because of what they believe. Quite extraordinary. But nevertheless, each of us are suffering in different ways. We have our own burdens and cross to bear. And sometimes it's really tough. What John is saying in his gospel, which means good news, what John is actually saying is here, we can allow God to become part of our lives to help us through those difficult periods that we all have to face in one way or another. Because that's what life seems to be about. We have our ups, we have our downs, but God is with us wherever we are in those situations and in our lives. And so we are told the Word, which is Jesus, became flesh and he made his dwelling among us. And there's another little secret in this passage, because we sing of the God who is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That's the good news of the gospel, that God is with us day in, day out. From each morning that you take your first breath until you lay your head down on the pillow again, God is with us, and indeed beyond that. Because the whole point of the Christmas message is that it points to something beyond all of this. And for those who put their trust in Christ, we begin that life of eternity. There is no point in our lives in which we are separate from the love of God. And that is the good news that we're beginning to explore this evening as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. But it can become real for each and every one of us as we allow him to take his place within our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. So let's be still for a moment as we reflect upon the God who came in Christ Jesus 2,000 years ago and yet is with us today and until the end of time. Let's be still for a moment.